Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court on Friday, after taking note of submissions made in the Mehul Choksi's habeas corpus petition, restrained Dominican authorities from removing the fugitive Diamond Air from the Commonwealth of Dominica until a further hearing in the matter. The next hearing in the matter is scheduled to take place on June 2. Justice Me Bernie Stevenson of the ECSC on Friday put an injunction restraining the respondents, whether by themselves, servants, agents, and representatives, from removing the applicant from the Commonwealth of Dominica until further. The court also allowed Choksi to meet his legal counsel and be transported to a hospital for medical attention and for the administration of a COVID-19 test. Prominent social media companies such as Google, Facebook, and WhatsApp have shared the details of their compliance officer, resident grievance officer, and nodal contact person, as mandated under the new guidelines for intermediaries, a government official said on Friday. Twitter, however, is yet to share the details of its compliance officer. Most of the major social media intermediaries have shared the details of their chief compliance officer, nodal contact person, and grievance officer with Ministry of Electronics and IT, MeitY, as required by the Information Technology Rules, 2021, the official said. A Delhi to Newark Air India flight was forced to return after a bat was spotted in the plane's business class area 30 minutes after departure early on Thursday. The Air India flight left Delhi's IGI airport at 2:20 a.m. as scheduled, people familiar with the matter said on condition of anonymity. Around 30 minutes later, the cabin crew spotted the bat and the captain reported the incident to air traffic control, the people said. AI-105 Delhi WR returned back to base, Delhi, after departure due to this local standby emergency was declared. On arrival, it was learned that a bat was seen inside the cabin by crew members. Wildlife staff was called to catch and remove the bat from the cabin. The aircraft landed safely at around 3:55 a.m. Later flight was declared aircraft ungrounded, news agency ANI quoted Air India officials as saying. The central government on Friday transferred West Bengal Chief Secretary Arlapan Bandopadhyay to the center's Department of Personnel and Training, ordering the top civil servant to report in New Delhi on May 31. The decision by the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conveyed to Bengal hours after a row broke out over Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee skipping a meeting convened by the Prime Minister during his visit to the state. I am directed to inform that the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved the placement of the services of Sri Arlapan Bandopadhyay, IAS, with the Government of India as provisions of Rule 6.1 of the Indian Administrative Service, CADA, Rules, 1954, with immediate effect, the letter signed by an official at the Centre's Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said. In a series of decisions on Friday, the Goods and Service Tax Council formed a group of ministers to decide on waiving off taxes on COVID-19 essentials such as vaccines, expanded the list of relief items imported without duties to also include drugs for mucormycosis, eased compliance burdens for small businesses, and decided to borrow 1.58 lakh crore rupees to compensate states for their revenue shortfall in the 2021-22 financial year. After a 9-hour-long meeting of the federal body, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that a protracted discussion on the issue of tax exemption on individual items for COVID-19 led to the decision that a GOM should be set up, which will submit its report within 10 days, on or before 8 June, so that if there are any further reductions which need to be done, will be done.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.